take it on down from Muscle Shoals to Decatur. Over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my hometown, Mr. T.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Monday morning, 34 minutes after the hour. Still come on the program this morning. Jefferson County Republican Party Chairman Paul DeMarco will be with us. We'll talk about pardons and paroles and the heat they're taking some shots from Democrats. Legitimate, illegitimate. We'll discuss that coming up at the 11 o'clock hour. And then, as we do every Monday, a little later today, but WVNN's Dale Jackson will join us and my colleague at Yellowhammer News. By the way, 251-343-0106 if you would like to respond to anything we are discussing this morning. Joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest, Lieutenant Governor of Alabama, Will Ainsworth, on the lines with us. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be on. Doing well. Certainly glad, you know, at least so far, Alabama, you know, has not had a lot of damage, you know, from the hurricane. I think we certainly dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, it looks like so far. Now, I guess you're still kind of watching it for the rainfall and what that might mean. But so far, maybe a little bit of minor property damage and certainly some inconveniences for some people.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, my understanding, you know, from Baldwin and Mobile, we have some, you know, flooding there going on in some areas. Certainly, still need to pay attention to the rainfall. There could be some spinoff tornadoes. Certainly going to be a lot of those bands moving into other parts of the state. You know, but I think as far as, you know, what happened in Louisiana, we certainly, you know, were spared, and thoughts and prayers going out to everybody in Louisiana. I mean, I saw a video of Grand Isle. I mean, my gosh, that was horrible. Just the winds and the damage there looks to be catastrophic.
It really, you do see this now, maybe more than I saw, I don't know, 20 years or 25 years ago, but it does seem like whenever one of these storms gets close in the neighborhood, that our emergency personnel in this state, they really, it's like some kind of switch flips, and they're ready, they're on standby. It's still a work in progress, I think, at times, but it's certainly gotten better than it was a few decades ago.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think when you look at the first responders in Alabama, the EMA, the sheriff's office in Mobile and Baldwin County, I mean, the elected officials down there, they're certainly professionals who do a tremendous job. And, you know, y'all's areas obviously had a lot of experience with that through the years, just with storms. But I think they always do a good job. And you know, I know when I talked to, you know, one of the sheriffs last night, I don't think they had, you know, a call in Baldwin County, which was good, you know, from having to help anyone. And so, but at the same time, we don't need to let our guard down. We need to be prepared and do what you can do to protect yourself, because these storms aren't over yet.
Yeah, I tell you, we had the Ag Commissioner Rick Pate on last week talking about this. I mean, we think about this kind of in a, oftentimes think about it in an immediate response and being ready, but I mean, these storms will have profound economic consequences potentially when they come. That's always, I guess, on the mind of a lot of people in Alabama.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think when you look from an agriculture standpoint, when you look at a, you know, standpoint of just businesses being shut down, when you look at the damage, certainly it's got an impact, and it's going to impact those people. And if you own one of those businesses, it has a huge impact. I mean, I know, you know, when roads are flooded, you obviously can't go through certain areas. Maybe you can't get to work. Maybe you can't get your goods to where you're at. You know, so no doubt, I mean, storms have an economic impact. But the most important thing during storm is we need to minimize and try to make sure we protect our people and that we don't have a loss of life. And that's the most important thing. We can always rebuild businesses. We can rebuild economies. But you can't bring somebody back to life. And so our first goal is to make sure people are protected and they know the risk out there. And that's why I want to encourage people just pay attention to the warnings and make sure if for some reason there is a spinoff tornado that you're prepared to go in a safe place.
Yeah, we'll definitely and encourage people to kind of stay tuned to this station. We'll keep you abreast of what's going on. Governor, the reason I'd ask you to come on last week, long before we thought this was going to be, we thought it could be in the area, but anyway, you got an op-ed. Well, let me just kind of start it here. A Trump rally on Saturday, last Saturday in Coleman, you made some remarks about impeaching Joe Biden. And you elaborated on that in an op-ed that went up late last week. And that's to get you to talk to us a little bit about where you're coming from there and why you thought this was the time to make this call.
Yeah, I think when you look at, you know, impeaching a president, that's obviously serious charges. But I think, you know, what President Biden has done in Afghanistan certainly deserves, you know, Congress to look at that and find out if he's done anything impeachable. In my opinion, he has. He looked at it, you know, just to impeach someone, it's got to be, you know, treason, bribery, other high crimes or misdemeanors. I think certainly several things there. I mean, other high crimes and misdemeanors, pretty broad, but use, I think, founders did that on purpose to where you could, you know, go in and look at people. I think also when you look at just the definition of treason, right, you know, adhering to American enemies, giving them aid and comfort. I mean, my gosh, I saw a she on, you know, like 22,000 Humvees, 164 tanks, 634 armed vehicles, 8,000 trucks, you know, 109 helicopters, 65 planes, 358,000 assault rifles, 64,000 machine guns, you know, and I could go on and on, but I'm just saying now that are in the hands of the Taliban, which certainly are not our friends, you know, that are our enemies and, you know, and going to be a safe harbor for terrorism. And so I think when you look at that major, you know, dereliction of duty, I think just to leave behind hundreds of Americans, maybe thousands that are there, and they're potentially going to turn into hostages. You know, when you get somebody like Lindsey Graham that's, you know, sitting there calling for impeachment, I think President Biden needs to be worried. I think, but certainly, I think it's something that needs to be looked at. And I think he's done a terrible job of protecting America. I think right now we're viewed as weak as we've ever been. I think the way he handled Afghanistan cost people their lives. Think about this. There had been a loss of American life there, my understanding, in over a year and a half. And because of his actions and the way he mismanaged this crisis, we lost American lives, and there's probably going to be more. So I think it's sad for our country. I'm very frustrated with him, but I also think, you know, with election, you know, it comes a lot of responsibility. If you misuse that responsibility, I think at certain times, you know, it could call us for impeachment. And I certainly think that, you know, President Biden deserves to be impeached for what he did.
You mentioned the word treason. Do you think it rises to that level that it is more than just a mishandling or a bad, bad, poorly made decision, that it really does border on treason?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I certainly think that when you give, you know, it's poor planning, I think, but I think more than that, why in the world you would just give all these potential weapons and not have a plan in place just in case they overtook, you know, some of these different areas, have some more troops there just to make sure you protect these assets and the, you know, billions of dollars we've invested in these, you know, all these guns, all these, you know, Humvees. And you know, I think President Trump said it best, right? I mean, you know, if you're going to go in and do this, you know, there's a process, right? You get all, you know, you get the equipment out, then you get, you know, the people out next, and then you, you know, finally you take your military that's protecting everything out. Yeah, you know, we did the reverse of that, right? I mean, it's so, you know, I think the way he did that certainly has armed our enemies. Now, whether or not that's treason or not, you know, certainly, you know, it's up to each person to make it up. I'm just talking about the definition that's out there. I certainly think you could say that he armed our enemies, and, you know, that's dangerous for America, and it's unfortunate.
When you and here's the thing, watching Joe Biden respond to questions about it, he always, I don't know if you would call it putting the blame on the military brass, but he'll say, well, we abandoned Bagram Air Force Base because that's what my military that's what the generals told me to do, or that's what the Pentagon told me to do. And it sounds to me, and I don't know, maybe this is your perception as well, that we elect the commander in chief. We elect Joe Biden. We didn't elect the bureaucracy at the Pentagon. We didn't elect the generals, and all of that is, you know, that process there, becoming a general, it's very political, and obviously, you know, government bureaucracy could be tricky at times too, particularly with their worldview. I mean, I lived in Washington D.C. right next to the Pentagon. I know how those guys kind of they think and they view the rest of the country. But does it seem to you that, I mean, that doesn't seem to be satisfactory that I defer to this unelected entity and that I didn't even ask questions about what these the decision-making process was?
You know, and I read a quote. I don't, again, this is something I obviously wasn't in the room involved in these conversations, but understand that, you know, Lindsey Graham, you know, his opinion of the situation is that Joe Biden not only, of course, he's commander-in-chief and he needs to, and we elected him to be that. But my understanding is he went against what some of the generals told him to do on a lot of this stuff. And that's the reason we're in this situation was because of his arrogance and his pride and not listening to some of these military officials on how is the proper way to do a withdrawal safely. And yeah, that's concerning as well. And I read that in an article. You know, I think, you know, Lindsey Graham came out on that in the last 24 hours. So, but anyway, I think at the end of the day, it was a huge mishandling. Joe Biden, you know, because of his actions, cost American lives. It's going to probably cost more. We're not as safe anymore as a country. And it just is frustrating to me. I think frustrating to other people. I think, you know, President Bush, you know, President Obama, President Trump, all of them would have handled this differently. And, you know, would have, because they understood the threat that the terrorists there, you know, posed to American safety. And I think that we're now in a more dangerous place because of what he did. And, it's frustrating. And it's, you know, people are angry and they should be. You know, I've seen President Biden's numbers drop, but at the end of the day, I think when you look at what he did there and the fact that he endangered America, I certainly think that that is something that is impeachable. I mean, my gosh, they impeach, you know, President Trump on something, you know, and that in my mind, you know, he should never have been impeached on. And so I think at the end of the day, President Biden deserves to be impeached, and we'll see what happens on that.
Do you think we're devaluing the impeachment? It used to be, and the way I was always taught in school, that's the last resort. You don't talk about impeachment unless you're absolutely, you know, the things are at a tailspin. And then I think Nancy Pelosi comes in, and she certainly did damage to, you know, the seriousness of impeachment. Are we in a place, though, that, and it may be go back to Newt Gingrich and that impeachment with Bill Clinton, but do you think we're sitting here today, we're at a place where, you know, impeachment now is becoming, for better or for worse, but probably for worse, a lot of people would argue, more kind of just a part of politics, presidential politics?
You know, it certainly doesn't need to be partisan politics, but I think when Commander-in-Chief fails at his job and endangers American lives and arms the enemy, I certainly think that is deserving and of a look at, you know, does Congress need to impeach him, right? I mean, this is pretty serious. I mean, you know, his number one role, in my mind, is protect America and be Commander-in-Chief, and he failed at that miserably. And so I think they need to look into that. And, you know, whatever they come up with, they certainly, Congress can decide if that's the right thing to do or not. And look at all the details, but from what I know, I certainly think it's something to look at.
And last question, we're kind of wrapping up here. We're talking about, you know, Biden's decision making. Do you think it was as simple as this, that Biden said, hey, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks coming up, I'm going to have to give a big speech, and I just want to be able to say everybody's out of Afghanistan? It is as simple as that. That it is simple as just giving him the talking point and allowing for the victory lap. And that's why these decisions were made. And that's why we are where we are today.
You know, and this is sad, but I've heard that exact thing. That was his reasoning and rationale behind doing it. Don't know if that's true or not, but you know, if that is the case, I mean, that is sad. And, you know, another example of just how his sad his decision making is, because he's cost American lives, and you know, he's endangered America from more terrorist attacks, and you know, we're not safer today than when he came in office. And so if he wanted to do this as some little political shot for 9/11, you know, shame on him. And again, I think it goes back to why I would think he deserves to certainly be impeached and have that process started.
Do you think this is going to do long-term residual damage to the morale of the military? You know, the immediate impact is like, what did I give all this time and effort for. But, you know, you look at it, you look at the way this was handled, and maybe that deters people from serving in the future. You wonder what the long-term consequences will be beyond Afghanistan.
Our military is greater than any one person that's acting like a fool as commander-in-chief right now. And so our military people serve our country well. And, you know, what this is going to do long-term damage to is not our military, but to, you know, President Biden, his legacy, his reputation. His numbers have already dropped, you know, substantially. He's underwater. And, you know, it's going to hurt him and people that support his policies, which are Democrats. And that's who it's going to hurt. But our military in America, we support, love our military. We wouldn't have our freedom without it. And we're going to continue to support them despite what our president, you know, is doing. And, you know, so at the end of the day, I think it's going to hurt President Biden, but certainly not our military.
Lieutenant Governor, you've been very kind with your time this morning, and hopefully we could talk again real soon.
Hey, always great to come on, Jeff. Y'all stay safe down there. Make sure you pay attention to the warnings.
Hey, and thank you for that. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth there on the line joining us, running for re-election here in Alabama coming up in 2022. And then what happens after that remains to be seen. But I just appreciate him coming on. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.